Dr. Pinsky, both a male IME on Rocco, R-O-C-C-O, Mokewich, M-O-C-K-E-W-I-C-H. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Mokewich, as described in the reports listed above. Prepared the first event of 5-17-16, involved an alleged injury to his back while at work. Prepared the event of 3-21-17, involved his left shoulder. Period. As per your cover letters, he received various court determinations that will be inserted as marked on page 1. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Mokewich is now claimed two additional injuries. The first was on 10-3-19 when he was lifting and injured his lumbar spine and right knee. The second was on 7-20-20 when he was pulling and pushing a hand track and injured his lumbar spine. Period. In paragraph, he is currently a 63-year-old male who simply states he was unloading a truck in 2019 and injured his back and knee. Period. He ended up having lumbar sacral discectomy and then lumbar fusion after returning to work for 2 days. Period. He had surgical repair of a medial collateral ligament tear. Period. He completed his course of active treatment in 2022. Period. New paragraph, insert the summary already written. Physical exam, general appearance, he had a muscular physique. Period. Extremities upper, inspection revealed dirt under his fingernails. Period. He had surgical scarring about the right shoulder, but indicated he was, quote, not here for that, end quote, and was uncooperative with evaluation there. Period. Right shoulder abduction was to 135 degrees with flexion to 110 degrees. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or interlocking. Period. Extremities lower. Pinprick sensation was diminished in the left stocking glove distribution but was intact on the right. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, limbus sacral. Inspection revealed a 1.5-inch midline longitudinal scar consists with surgery but preserved low delta curve. Period. Active flexion was to 80 degrees and extension to 20 degrees with bilateral rotation and side bending full. Supine straight leg raiser maneuver on the right at 90 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. Rocco Mokewich has alleged a series of work-related injuries at the insured. Period. The two current subject events occurred on 10-3-19 and 7-20-20. Period. He had extensive treatment, including surgeries. Period. On 12-9-19, Dr. McAlpin performed surgery on the knee to be inserted here. Of interest, on 2-3-20, Dr. McAlpin's exam was normal. Period. He opined the petitioner had an excellent recovery and was cleared for full work duties without restrictions. Period. On 3-23-20, Dr. Shah performed a left L4-5 hemi laminectomy and partial discectomy. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was left L4-5 herniated disc. Period. He had follow-up post-operatively with MRI studies. Period. He participated in an FCE and was discharged from care by Dr. Mitchell on 4/29/22 with permanent restrictions of lifting up to 35 pounds and pushing / pulling up to 100 pounds. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found him to have a muscular physique consistent with someone who remains physically fit. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines, but there was minimally decreased active range of motion at the lumbar spine. Period. He had heel surgical scarring with preserved left outer curve. Period. Neither sitting nor supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited any radicular complaints below the knees. But he did have a stocking glove distribution of perceived sensory loss in the left lower extremity. Period. New paragraph. This case will be rated for the right knee in the amount of 7.5% permanent partial disability. Period at the lower back, there is Period. Although the petitioner alludes to a lumbar fusion surgery, I'm not in receipt of a corresponding operative report. Period. And that is the end.